Ah, Watson, Mrs. Hudson has already prepared tea. Come and sit down. You are in more need than most of the tea leaf's restorative powers at the moment.
I'm not going to argue.
Now, old friend, how are you feeling?
I felt better. Oh, my head still feels a bit foggy and fuzzy in a mixed-up sort of way.
Oh, nothing new there, then.
And my once proud athletic joints and muscles feel a little achy and tired. But the good news is I'm feeling better than I was,
which should soon lead to a full recovery. Let's have a look at that scratch on your neck where that wild yet strangely determined raven marked you.
I've already said I'm getting better. Now stop fussing.
They say doctors make the worst patients, and they are right. For your information, I'm not fussing. I am not examining your mark for the good of your health.
Oh, thank you very much.
Now that it is partially healed, I can clearly gauge the depth of that scratch. And fortunately for you, it is barely a scratch. You got off very lightly. Any deeper, and the strychnine solution which was embedded in the raven's claw would have surely killed you.
Ugh, I feel so lucky the raven attacked me instead of you.
Of course, that's it. Without wishing to steal your thunder, old boy, I suspect that I was the raven's real target, and perhaps the confusion which confronted it of you opening the window helped to make the attack less severe.
Well, what about my valiant fight back, which drove the raven out through the window?
Well, of course, it was the valiant fight back which made all the difference.
Is that an ironic smile I detect upon your lips, Holmes?
Oh, I'm just relieved you're alive and almost back to your cantankerous old self.
I think that insult is the best compliment I'm going to get.
However, if I was the intended victim, I fear we don't need to look further than the secretive Corvus Brotherhood.
And it has to be more important than ever to discover their actual purpose.
Inspector Gregson, you may enter. I'd like to know how you knew it was me, or even that someone was there. I made a particular point of being extremely quiet in an obviously futile gesture to throw you off guard.
Well, how did you know then?
Simply that, despite allowing you the courtesy, Watson, of my undivided attention, I could not help but hear the front door being opened and quiet but measured footsteps climbing our very stairs. As for knowing it was you, Inspector Gregson, your feet are not nearly so big as our blundering friend, Inspector Lestrade. Thanks, I think. What outrage have the Corvus Brotherhood committed this time, then? Sorry?
He means, how can we help you?
There's been another murder. No tiger this time, I think. But there's a delicate yet deep scratch to the victim's neck, comparable to the one on Watson's supple neck. Here, take a look. Yes, just like that one, only deeper. But how? Come on, Inspector Gregson. We need to catch a raven.